The New York Tap Ensemble was formed in 2007 with the idea that people of all nations understand the languages of song and dance. Artistic director and founder Noah Racy told Reuters that he hopes to use dance to bridge language and cultural barriers.
We connect through rhythm, and as in most places we go, we will learn that deep down everybody has the same connection. And if I do bump, 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 you go bump, bump, everybody knows it. We don't know why, we just know that. It makes sense.
The group also included a music ensemble under the direction of three-time Richard Rogers Award winner Andrew Gerla. The dancers tapped to standards such as I've Got You Under My Skin, Steam Heat, and Sunny Side of the Street. There is a tradition of the rhythmic Dabka dance in the region, but tap was something new. Rania Komhawi, the director of the Dance and Arts Department and the deputy president of the Jordanian National Center for Culture and Art, told Reuters that the tappers helped enrich local appreciation for the art form.
We have a group at the center called MIS, she said, and we try to develop popular arts, which is characteristic of Jordanian culture and very important. But it needs more techniques. So, at the center, we try to establish good techniques so we can show the world this culture. Noah Racy says that tap dancing allows everyone to communicate through its rhythm and music.
Rhythm is an interconnecting energy. Everybody has the same ability to let go of the language and the mind and enjoy rhythm. And that happens, that gets reinforced every time we perform, is that people are really eager and joyous to enjoy it and to let go and have fun with it.
The tour marked the company's second trip to the region after they performed in Amman's Al Hussein Theater in 2008. This trip was organized through the U.S. State Department's Cultural Affairs Office and included workshops with Palestinian students in Bethlehem, as well as performances in Jerusalem and Amman. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.